You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it is time for our Central Coast business wrap-up. This week, we are joined by Dr. Peter Rupert, chair of the Department of Economics at UCSB. Today, he will deliver, in fact, this morning, he will deliver the economic forecast for northern Santa Barbara County. Yesterday morning, he unveiled the annual forecast for Santa Barbara County's South Coast, and he joins us on the KCBX Newsline now with details of the report. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Randall. Thanks very much for having me.
So Thursday's forecast focused on the South Coast, and things are looking up, apparently.
Well, things are looking up. It's a relief after several years of, you know, pretty much stagnant or even some negative growth, but we're seeing, you know, positive signs in many different sectors around the area, both in the South and in the North. You know, housing prices are picking up, sales are picking up, and you know, income, employment. So, you know, the recovery looks pretty robust. And, you know, I think as things are going over the next year or so, we should see, you know, more positive growth.
1 year ago when the report came out, it looked like the economy would be getting better, but at a slow pace. But the jobs aren't necessarily the high-paying jobs. Does that stay the same in this report, or are we looking at more high-paying jobs?
No, unfortunately, it's you know, the bulk of the job creation over the next several years looks to be in the lower-paying occupations. You know, having said that, you know, there is some growth throughout the area in, for example, registered nurses, which is a fairly high-paying occupation, some elementary school teachers. So there's some growth there. You know, the big change in terms of, you know, output is actually coming from the information technology side, which is, you know, fairly high paying as well. It's just that right now it's a pretty small sector.
Mm. If you could put your finger on, say, one or two conditions that are responsible for dragging down the economy or slowing the forward movement of our economic growth, what would you name?
Well, you know, I think what's going on now is, I think for a while it's been some uncertainty about, you know, issues about the Fed, issues about Obamacare, things like that. I think much of that has been resolved, but still what we're looking at is a very strange-looking labor market. And the labor market, you know, in the last couple of recessions and recoveries, you know, has looked much different than we've seen in the past. And, you know, the fact that the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low, it's in a, you know, bond-buying mode. It's not creating much effect. And so, you know, the puzzle today, I think, is basically surrounding the labor market.
Are you able to share any nuggets of information with us regarding the report for North County this morning?
Well, you know, as I was saying, you know, the good news is that, you know, sort of North County in lots of ways looks like South County. I mean, we have, as an example, in terms of, you know, the changes in unemployment rates, the biggest declines in unemployment rates have come up for the North County. Now, basically, they were higher than the South County, it turns out, but the decline has been much greater. And so, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of homes that used to be in negative equity, they're no longer in negative equity, for example. So, you know, it's a positive report, I think, you know, sort of throughout the region.
How does the drought factor in, or does it factor in at all?
At the moment, I don't think it's much of an issue, just because I don't think we've hit the stage where we've had to cut back so much. But, you know, if this keeps up for a while longer, obviously, you know, it's going to have a large effect on one of the largest sectors, which is agriculture up in the north.
Dr. Peter Rupert, chair of the Department of Economics at UCSB, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Randall. Thanks for having me.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.